This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1360. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded May 22nd, Bhutan is back with new transmitter. New frequencies for Papua New Guinea, Peru, Bolivia, Zambia. UN Radio and Mustaqbal cancelled. Public Radio and Major Market Force. FMDX from Cuba and El Salvador. Antarctica and St. Helena logs. UAE broadcast to South America. And the Propagation Outlook. From Minavan News in the Maldive Islands, May 22nd via the Media Network blog. Private broadcasting in the Maldives moved a step closer as the Telecommunications Authority announced the winners of broadcast frequencies. Five national radio stations, a TV channel, and several local stations. But the launch of government-licensed private broadcasting may signal the death of Minivan Radio, the opposition station, which has pioneered independent broadcasting in the Maldives since 2004. When Minivan Radio started broadcasting for 1 hour twice a week from the UK, it was the first time Maldivians had received radio news from a non-government source. At its peak, it was broadcasting for an hour every evening, a valued source of info. But a decision was taken to stop broadcasting on shortwave earlier this year in anticipation of winning an FM frequency, and the failure to do so is a serious blow. Well, they can always go back to shortwave, it seems to me. We'll bring you news of that if it happens. Inspecting the latest revision of the T-System schedule in Germany, Kai Ludwig says there's been a change for IBC Tamil's broadcast to Sri Lanka at midnight to 01 UT. It had been on 7225 for a while, but since May 8th, it's on 7115, still 250 kilowatts via Vertachtel Germany. At a DRM workshop in New Delhi, Alok Keshgupta had a chance to talk with the station engineer of the Bhutan Broadcasting Service, who said that the modulator of the new 100-kilowatt Thomson transmitter donated by the government of India was broken during transit, so replacement was awaited and the new transmitter was to go on the air shortly. The old transmitter will be used as a standby. And now it seems the new transmitter is on the air on the previous frequency 6035, first reported by Anke Petersen in Denmark on May 17th, from midnight 5 UT until fade out about midnight 30. This first part of the programming typically has a choir of Buddhist monks. In Sri Lanka, Victor Gunatelika confirms that 6035 is now blasting in at his location. In fact, he says, the strongest station on the 49-meter band. Alokesh Gupta then contacted again the engineer at BBS, who confirmed they started testing the new 100-kilowatt transmitter May 17th. He says transmission starts at 6:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time, which would be 0100 UT, even though others are reporting it an hour earlier. Including via Wolfgang Büschel and Alokesh Gupta, Wolf Dieter Benke in Germany or Austria was hearing it signing on just before midnight 3 UT on May 20th. And Mike Barraclough in England reports to us he heard it signing on at midnight 3 May 20th as well. Brief announcements and distinctive bursts of local instrumental music and monks chanting to past midnight 16, fair on a clear channel. We can only wish it were a clear channel as well in North America, but it's much more difficult here. Jari Savonainen in Finland also tells us he was hearing it as early as 1450 UT on May 22nd with a decent signal and at that hour in English. Meanwhile, in a possibly unrelated development, the chief of the Bhutan Broadcasting Service declared his intention to join politics on May 18th, the People's Democratic Party. His name is Mingbo Dukpa, and he's thus resigning from BBS. That news via BBC Monitoring. And another coincidental item, if you have access to the Discovery cable channel in the U.S., you might want to catch a two-hour special about Bhutan, or at least about kayaking in Bhutan, scheduled to repeat Sunday, May 27th at 17UT. From Ola Alm in Sweden, an update on the Firedrake jamming situation concerning Sound of Hope. As of May 22nd at 11:30, he says he was hearing Firedrake on the five frequencies used by Sound of Hope, 9200, 10300, 13970, 14500, and 18160. However, 18160 is now being scorched by two Firedrakes with a slow subaudible heterodyne and some echoing. 9200 tends to close early, which may be why I was unable to hear it when I checked on one occasion. Furthermore, Ola Alm says Xinjiang PBS has switched to its summer frequency usage, no more tropical bands, and full-time transmissions on 7155, 7230, 7275, and 7340, and presumably also on 11770 and 11885. Ron Howard in California is especially interested in monitoring the Malaysian domestic services on shortwave. Here's the latest on ASYIK FM, A-S-Y-I-K, which is the program on 6049.65. It was missing on May 11th around 13UT, but was again heard on May 12th from 10:49 to 11:25 with fair reception. On that date, sunset in Kuala Lumpur was at 11:17 UT, so at 11:20 there was the sunset call to prayer. Also many singing jingles for ASYIK FM. The Scarborough Reef de-expedition for hams is now over and apparently considered a great success, although the operators did not appreciate some people complaining about not being able to make contact considering what the operators had to go through. The CGC communicator says the first photos of this Scarborough Reef de-expedition have been posted. They stayed for days on incredibly small rock outcroppings surrounded by water. You won't believe your eyes. Check the photos. True dedication to the radio sport. It's www.scarborough, that's S-C-A-R-B-O-R-O-U-G-H, reef.com, /figure4, R-O-C-K-S, .html. That was passed on by Kevin Redding and ABDX. Looking at them, my comment is, everybody could have saved a lot of trouble and pain by having these rocks declared ineligible for ham radio country status. Perhaps they could be blasted away without too much trouble, or rising sea level will submerge them. Wayne Bastow in Wyoming, New South Wales, says while listening to Wantok Radio Light, May 18th, I heard an announcement about a frequency change. I emailed them and confirmed this information. They say on the 3rd of June, they will be moving from 7120 to 7325. But there may be some interruptions starting May 22nd as engineers work on the transmitter. Well, this has been planned for over a year. Apparently, changing a frequency is not something you do on short notice in Papua New Guinea. They've wanted to get out of what is becoming a ham band and hopefully avoid so much interference. However, looking at current HFCC registrations, I see that a number of countries, as you would expect, are already using 7325 at various times of day, including China, Iran, UK, Canada, India, also USA, but I don't think that one's actually in effect, and Hungary. There is, however, a gap, no other stations apparently using it, between 0600 and 1100 UT, which would be prime evening and DX time for Wantok Radio Light on 7325. Kai Ludwig, Bernd Trutnow, and John Babas bring to our attention the Broadcasting Board of Governors budget request for fiscal year 2008, which has now been published. And looking through it, there's some interesting items of particular interest to shortwave listeners. It mentions firm plans to close another IBB transmitting station, except they don't say which one. Kai Ludwig thinks it's most likely to be either Delano or Biblis, Germany. More from this report later. DX Mixed News in Bulgaria, in updating the VTC communications schedule, notes that United Nations Radio has canceled all its shortwave broadcasts as of May 21st. These were only 15-minute Monday through Friday newscasts in French, English, and Arabic. You may have heard English at 17:30, which had been on 17810, 15495, and 7130. via Ascension, Wolverton, and Myerton, respectively. Does this mean UN Radio is totally off the air of shortwave? That remains to be confirmed. Once again this year, some Memorial Day specials are planned on some commercial U.S. stations, which do webcast as well. WLS 890 in Chicago will have a special Memorial Day broadcast. That's Monday, May 28th, featuring famous WLS personalities of the past from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m., whatever that means, Central Time, according to Ken Onishuk via Paul Swearingen of NRC. Oh, this probably came from Robert Feeder's column in the Sun-Times. 5 a.m. to midnight is what they mean. Larry Lujak kicking off a star-studded flashback of Top 40 era on WLS. And its sister station in New York, WABC, is also doing something similar. Music Radio 77 returns from the mists of time once more through the magic of restored air checks, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, of classic music, beginning with a 1981 montage and the top 100 of 1967. At Flybush Northeast Radio Watch, thanks also to Steve Lehrer for news about WLS. Another radio columnist, Bill Virgin of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, says public radio is number one in Seattle. It's time for a revision about the highest-rated stations in the Seattle-Tacoma market during the winter quarter. KZOK was not the top-rated station, just the highest-ranked commercial station. The overall winner was KUOW 94.9, according to Arbitron data. When Arbitron releases its quarterly ratings and rankings, it lists just the commercial stations. But the Radio Research Consortium compiles its own list of non-commercial stations by market, passing that on in ABDX. In Northeast Radio Watch, Scott Feibusch says it's rare to see a public radio station team up with a commercial station on programming. But with the huge amount of audience that NPR News shares with commercial radio in Boston, it's no surprise to find WGBH and WBOS joining forces to add sesquiminute news updates to WBOS's morning show, the latter being the commercial station. Dan Tridle, local morning edition anchor for WGBH's Cape and Island stations, will deliver the updates four times an hour from 6:15 to 8:15 a.m. For now, WGBH is providing the newscasts without charge, but the stations are looking for sponsorship opportunities. Here's something else to worry about from Sky Report News via Rob DeSantos, Shortwave Programs. DirecTV may test broadband via power lines. The largest satellite TV provider is sitting on a plan to deliver high-speed internet service in a largely untested way, BPL. CEO Chase Carey told attendees at the Reuters Global Technology, Media, and Telecom Summit in New York that DirecTV may test drive BPL services in a major U.S. city as soon as next year. "We're not the only ones talking about doing this," Carey says. "They may be getting close to testing BPL in a top 50 city where you're covering at least half the city." And thanks also to Brock Whaley for another look at the Reuters story about this. It's also covered in KimAndrewElliott.com. In case you're wondering why we may have to worry about it, this is another possible use of BPL, which is known to cause great interference to radio reception, especially shortwave. It seems that Canadians are going to be forced into digital television, but not quite as soon as Americans. Doug Smith reports to WTFTA this news release from CRTC May 17th, which says TV licensees will be authorized to broadcast only digital over-the-air signals after 31 August 2011, although exceptions may be made in northern and remote communities. It appears to have been determined that stations must implement a digital over-the-air signal in order to retain their preferred status with regard to cable carriage. Standard disclaimer, you're listening to the 1360th World of Radio. Consult our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support, well, I haven't had any financial support lately, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Jeff White of WRMI tells me that they expect to resume carrying another Cuban clandestine broadcaster, which comes and goes, La Voz de la Fundación, toward the end of May on 9955, weeknights from midnight to 01 UT, which means that'll replace the final hour of the World Radio Network relays currently being carried on their other frequency, 7385 in English. On the WTFDA list, Nick Langan in New Jersey reports hearing Spanish on 92.9 at 2231 UT, believed to be from Cuba, and was later reported as being Radio Taino on 92.9. You may recall at one time they were using the powerful jamming transmitter on 1180. Jim Thomas in Colorado, editor of Emisoras de FM, says here's the information to clarify this. He's in contact with the Director General of Radio Taino, Pedro M. Perez, who says, in a quick reply to his surprise, that 92.9 is a pirate relay, estimated 1 kilowatt in the Pinar del Rio region. He said since they're only relaying another station signal and are not causing interference, ICRT is not in a hurry to shut them down. He then provided a list of authorized Radio Taino relay frequencies, not including 92.9, and said if you should detect a signal identifying as Radio Taino on any other frequencies, it should be noted as a pirate. So imagine that, a pirate in Cuba, but it's just relaying another government network. Rick Shafton in New Jersey says, I don't think it's a pirate in the sense we know it. After all, Cuba is a police state. Nothing goes on without the government knowing about it. I still check frequently at various times of day and night for the two Mexican shortwave stations, but I must say there's been no trace of them for several weeks. XCYU on 9599 variable or XCXQ on 6045. On the WTFDA forum back in January, Humberto Molina in El Salvador reported a curiosity, an FM station there in San Salvador on the very strange frequency of 72.9 megahertz. At first I thought it was a typo, but it wasn't. It's Radio Selectos. It's providing music around the country for the supermarket chain Super Selectos. It was formerly called Teleonda Musical, an elevator music provider. However, this is a regular FM transmission and not just point-to-point, and they identify as if they were a regular radio station. This came up recently because Randy Zur in Florida picked it up by sporadic e-skip. 72.9, he'd programmed the frequency into his scanner, and when sporadic e was coming in from El Salvador, there it was, on May 13th. There was also a weaker music-only transmitter, perhaps also Salvadorian, on 72.725, and a regular FM station, YSLR, on 89.3, received in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. So keep an ear especially on 72.9 megahertz if you can tune it. However, Alan Dunn says that frequency is populated in the USA by Part 15 devices for people with hearing impairments, assistive listening devices used in movie theaters, churches, and clubs. So don't assume if you hear something on that frequency, it's really El Salvador. In PlayDX, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports reactivation on 4655.2 from the district of Cortegana in Selandin Province, Peru, Cajamarca Department, Radio Centinela del Norte, heard May 20th from midnight 5 UT until sign-off at 0200. They were promoting a festival at the time and mentioning their FM frequency 90.7. He points out that on this frequency there previously been three other stations in Peru, and it very well may be the same transmitter, 4655 kilohertz in 2000 and 2001, Radio Serendín, Ecos del Edén, and Radio Nuevo Amanecer, all in Selendín province. In DSWCIDX window, Bjorn Fransson in Sweden reports getting a message from Radio Virgen de Remedios in Tupiza, Bolivia, that they've been testing a new frequency for a few weeks, 5905. And they were wanting to know if he could hear them. As far as I know, there have been no reports of this frequency actually being DX'd. They're on the air from 9 to 16 local time. Well, that would explain it. It's just in the local daytime, 13 to 20 UT with 500 watts. We reported previously that Radio Nacional in Buenos Aires had shown up on the strange frequency of 6280, at least for sports broadcasts. That's been monitored by Luis Valderas in Chile. Trying to explain it, he found that there is another transmission of the same programming on 5840, which means that both of these are spurs at the same 220 kilohertz separation from 6060. Although I usually hear nothing but a carrier, I was pleased to find some music and talk programming coming through from LRA 36 Antarctica, Monday, May 21st, from 1921 UT past 2000. They even had an ID in Japanese. It was also heard on 15476 at exactly the same time by Mick Delmage in Alberta. And Moises Knochen in Uruguay was hearing it on the same date, but from their sign-on around 1800 UT. However, there's a terrible heterodyne, presumably from Africa number 1 Gabon, so there's some confirmation it still is, at least part of the time, on 15475. However, I am still not hearing Africa number 1 on 17630, around 1330 UT. Ola Alm in Sweden says it's been irregular for some time, apparently due to technical problems. One day, they were having a problem getting the on switch to stay closed from 1100 UT when they moved from 21820. The carrier appeared in short, regular blips and went on for minutes. And then another day, the signal before 1025 switch to 21820 was much above average, but the modulation was scratchy. He says, I've never noted the Afropop jammer missing, so it has priority over 17630 when they are short one transmitter. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says when he does hear Africa number 1 on 17630 or 15475, it's much weaker than before, as if they were running half power or less. On May 16th at 1405 UT, I found the Afropop music distraction on 17647. You can never be sure exactly where it'll be as it jumps around to jam Salto La Mal before that hour. It was also heard at this time by Marcelo Xavier Vieira in Brazil, Hardcore DX. He says the station plays a lot of Ndombolo songs, a style of music produced mostly in the Congo DR, that's spelled N-D-O-M-B-O-L-O. The extremely distorted signal from Chad may be gone from 7312 variable, but now Wolfgang Büschel in Germany is hearing another one sounding very much like it, varying around 7291, fading in at 1725, if not in the morning. The Radio St. Helena special we mentioned last week did take place May 17th at 15 UT. It was supposed to be for 5 or 10 minutes on 11092.5, but it turned out they stayed on for a full hour, and it was widely heard, mostly by DXers in Europe, and not heard in North America. It was just barely audible in Michigan, says Steve Lair. I've been holding this item till it is imminent. DX Mix News in Bulgaria reported April 10th that CVC International would drop its transmissions via Vertical Germany at the end of May, but some of their broadcasts to Africa would instead come from their own station in Lusaka, Zambia. Now, this has already been operating one 100-kilowatt transmitter non-directionally 24 hours from 15 to 06 on 4965 and from 06 to 15 on 6065. But the new transmissions replacing those from Germany, as from June 1st, are as follows. 05 to 06 on 9430, 06 to 09, 13650, 9 to 15, 13590, 15 to 18, 15715, 18 to 21, 5940. These are all beamed 315 degrees with 100 kilowatts, which means some of them should be carrying on to North America, intended for West Africa and Nigeria. Can we believe this report? The Voice of Zimbabwe is supposedly starting on Africa Day, Friday, May 25th, according to press reports from Zimbabwe via David Pringle-Wood. Still no details at all of time or frequency, but another report from the Herald of Zimbabwe via Zacharias Liangas says initially it'll just be 2 hours a day, gradually increasing to 24 hours. Besides UN Radio, DX Mix News Bulgaria reports another cancellation as of May 21st of relays via VT Communications, namely Radio Mustakbal, which had been broadcasting in Somali to East Africa via the UAE on 15455 at 6 to 6:30 and 7:10 to 7:40, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. However, the Darfur Salam service by BBC for Sudan continues, but there's been a change in transmitter site at 05 to 5:30, 12015, coming from Armavir, Russia, instead of Cyprus. Parallel 9735 via Austria. Mike Baraklov says there have been some quite regular sporadic E-openings on 26 megahertz. The most interesting being Deutsche Welle Kigali, Rwanda on 25740, getting to Switzerland with 80 watts into a quarter wave ground plane antenna, presumably multi-hop sporadic E, and this is a DRM transmission reported by someone using the screen name Digger in Switzerland on several different occasions. Furthermore, Radio Maria in Italy, which is supposed to be DRM but is actually still in regular AM, is being heard by Mike Baraklov himself on exactly 26 megahertz at 0835 UT on May 20th, and May 21st at 1400, reported by Noel Green in England. Those high-power medium-wave transmitters in Monaco, actually just across the border in France, continue to show up with unexpected programming, for instance, 702 kilohertz. Marco Barsotti in Sardinia reports at 1630 UT some oriental music he thought was Japanese. Also reported by Ehud Godin in the Netherlands, who thought it was Chinese at 1930 UT, May 21st. In Pleiades, Francesco Cicconi in Italy thinks it's Chinese and wonder if it's a test for China Radio International. Tom Taylor reports that Mi Amigo is continuing to carry out broadcast every Wednesday evening at least through May on the 23rd and 30th at 19 to 21 UT via Latvia 9290. Ike Biervert points out that Deutsche Welle is now using the Dabaya UAE relay for German at 22 to midnight UT on 9545. That's one of the transmitter site changes, replacing Nauen in Germany they're no longer using. However, the target area, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, remains the same, South America. And we believe this is the first time that the UAE site has been used deliberately to broadcast to South America, presumably just using antennas already in existence aimed to Africa, which is in the way. As we approach the solstice, remember to check the higher frequencies, even the 17 and 21 megahertz band, in the middle of your night. You may be surprised at what you're hearing. May 16th at 05:55, I was getting BBC Thailand on 21660. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 22nd. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 6, May 25th, 15 and 4 on June 3rd, 4th, and 14th. Solar flux 75, except for a dip to 70, June 6th and 7th. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 1360.